And I wasn't in a meeting with her, but I heard the same thing. I heard that we were being looked at as a resource, which that's just a wonderful outcome.
We're talking about water and flood control, but I want to hit on agriculture because I know that was one of your key points. So what came up, Babs, do you want to talk about what came up in terms of asks and conversation around ag?
So I don't know, Peter, if you have more background on the ag asks. I was in flood protection and
so
civic amenities. Yeah, that's what I focused
okay.
on.
So on the ag, I'm happy to kind of go into the ag. You know, one of the designations that we have here in our region is an Ag Plus IMCP grant from the federal government that helps us look at manufacturing in the agriculture space. And Valley Vision has been very engaged in that process, and they come back on the program with us every year. And so that, continuing that program, because last year we got it finally funded for this year, but the continuation of that's extremely important for our region because it really stretches from Fresno all the way up to beyond Redding. But looking at that whole Central Valley area and saying there are job opportunities in this space, in this agriculture space. So that was a huge ask for us. And then, you know, one of the outcomes we were able to do to get from this is that we have some people here actually in our region who are very close with the new Secretary of Agriculture. Secretary Perdue.
Wow.
And so Perdue's office has expressed interest also in saying, I want to learn more about America's Farm to Fork Capital. So we're actually working together right now to work on getting a visit for the secretary to come out to our region. I can't promise that that's going to happen, but it's one that we're going to continue to ask, and he has expressed interest in. You know, we have a rural urban connection strategy, or RUX program, which really looks at how we connect our resources from the rural areas into these urban cores, and how we long-term plan to preserve those important resources. But to do that, one of the infrastructure needs for agriculture that was a top priority that we actually got very positive feedback from all of the meetings we had was a need for broadband access into rural communities. And so some of our farming community who came back with us, the next generation of farmers, have been telling us we need high-speed internet because the technology that they have to harvest crops and to use the machinery takes actual Wi-Fi connections or internet connections to get updates and upgrades and things of that nature. But if you're on slow dial-up, it doesn't actually work.
Right. And when you can carry that anecdotally, kind of person to person, and describe the situation, it's a pretty powerful message.
Yeah.
You met with, I think, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Right.
We did. That was a very exciting opportunity for the whole delegation to hear from our native homeborn justice.
Right. Did anyone ask him about Neil Gorsuch, the new Supreme Court justice?
So I was in a private meeting where that actually came up. And he said, you know, the great thing about the members of the court, as he said, is that we understand that it's our job to figure out how to not make it personal and to actually have a strong relationship with each other, and that we may have disagreements on the court, but it's not to be disagreeable, and that they really take pride in those nine members, if you will, in being, you know, students of the law and folks who are constantly learning. He was talking about how he had to spend a month learning about biomedicine because he had a case that was involving that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really take their time and their due diligence, and they work together. At the same time, they may have divergence, but, you know, he actually said at one point, I may say to Justice Breyer that, you know, what you're doing is a travesty of the law, and the next breath say, but we're going to have dinner tonight with our wives, and we're looking forward to that. So they're kind of showing a different model than what we kind of see happening in the rhetoric that comes out of the Congress and the administration right now.
And he gave the delegation a message about civil discourse, which I thought was really powerful. It also just was a treat because he's taught so many folks here in law courses at McGeorge, and I know a friend who was at UC Davis Law also had courses with him, so, or maybe even worked with him at some point. So it just was a thrill that we had our own kind of sacrament and from on the Supreme Court spend time with us. It just was, that was a real highlight. And I hats off to the Metro Chamber and your team for putting that together, Peter. I just think that's what's so wonderful about this program, to think about a Chamber of Commerce that makes this happen is just extraordinary.
We will post a link for people to learn more about the Cap-to-Cap program in case it's something that they're interested in next year. Peter, I can't let you go, though, without acknowledging the fact that